From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Multiple U.S. news organizations are reporting U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will select ExxonMobil Chairman Rex Tillerson as his nominee for Secretary of State. Trump says he will reveal his choice for Secretary of State, the key member of his cabinet, on Tuesday. Tillerson's close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin could complicate his confirmation in the Senate. Lawmakers are investigating charges that Russia interfered in last month's election to boost Trump's chances of winning the White House. And President Barack Obama, speaking on The Daily Show TV program, talked about the comprehensive review of the hacking allegations he requested.
The reason that I have called for a review is really to just gather all the threads of the investigations, the intelligence work that has been done over many months, and put it in a single document that can be shared with members of Congress, relevant intelligence agencies, that can be shared with the transition team so that they understand what exactly happened.
President-elect Trump has said it is ridiculous, in his words, to think Russia interfered in the election. In a separate development, Trump says he will speak to the press in the near future about his cabinet appointments and his business, which he is leaving in the hands of his sons. That announcement late Monday on Twitter came after days before a now-postponed briefing about how he will separate himself from his business with global interests in order to focus on the presidency and avoid conflicts of interest. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Secretary visited Israel Monday to help celebrate the arrival of the country's first two F-35 fighter jets built by U.S. firm Lockheed Martin.
As we gather here today, the U.S.-Israel defense relationship is stronger than it's ever been, and America's pledge to defend Israel's security remains unwavering.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. A monitoring group says the battle for the Syrian city of Aleppo is in its final stage. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says rebel forces are withdrawing from their last holdouts in the face of advancing government troops. Earlier, the Syrian government recaptured a southern district and carried out airstrikes against the last remaining areas controlled by opposition forces. This comes as the European Union's foreign policy chief said the change needed in Syria will not come on the battlefield.
For us, it is still very evident that the military dynamic on the ground will not bring an end to the war, will not probably defeat Daesh in itself. We will need to have a political transition, some form of power sharing in Damascus to put an end to the war. And this is the focus of our political work with all the regional players.
Federica Mogherini, South Korea's top nuclear envoy, on Tuesday held talks with his U.S. and Japanese counterparts to discuss sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear program. The U.S. was represented by Joseph Yun, the U.S. State Department Special Representative for North Korea Policy.
As we go through the U.S. administration transition, there should be no doubt as to the enduring strength and value of our alliances with the Republic of Korea and Japan, and of course the importance of our own strong trilateral coordination.
The envoys discussed plans to execute UN Security Council Resolution 2321, which was adopted in late November, and detailed individual sanctions against Pyongyang. West African leaders will travel to Gambia Tuesday in an effort to persuade longtime President Yahya Jammeh to step down after he lost the December 1st election. Jammeh initially conceded defeat to the election to Adama Barrow, but withdrew his concession late Friday, saying unacceptable errors were found by election officials. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power described the situation in Gambia as a very dangerous moment for the country. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.